This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Opponents of Denver's flavored tobacco ban will try to overturn it, CPR's John Daly reports.
Last month, Denver City Council approved the measure 11-1, and Mayor Mike Johnston signed it. Now, business owners most affected by the vote, including vape shops, are banding together to challenge the decision. They say it'll have a big negative impact on the business community and choices of adult consumers. To get it on the ballot, they need to collect nearly 9,500 valid signatures by March 19th. A backer of the ban says its polling shows Denver residents support the measure. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Areas where people are allowed to sit and lie down in Colorado Springs have new boundaries. KRCC's Kendra Carr has more.
The Sit-Lie Ordinance issues citations for sitting or lying down or sleeping in public rights-of-way like sidewalks and in front of businesses. City Council approved an ordinance this week expanding where violations can occur. Supporters say the ordinance helps keep businesses accessible. Opponents argue that the ordinance criminalizes homelessness and just pushes people into nearby neighborhoods. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
While nationwide test scores for reading and writing have declined, Colorado students held steady and even improved, CPR's Jenny Brundine explains.
Colorado fourth graders went from 36% proficiency in reading to 38% from 2022 to 2024. Fourth graders are still not back to pre-pandemic levels, but fourth graders ranked sixth in the nation and eighth graders ranked fourth. Colorado showed a significant improvement in math. Colorado still has big achievement gaps between races and ethnicities. The National Assessment of Education Progress assesses reading and math every 2 years for fourth and eighth graders. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.